On Sunday, some 30-plus people sat down together with members of the vestry and staff, totaling 50 in all, for our first newcomers' welcome event since the pandemic hit in 2020. There was a tremendous atmosphere and a confirmation that despite the ups and downs since 2020, and maybe in some cases because of the uncertainties generated by the pandemic and its aftermath, we have continued to grow as an increasingly magnetic community. Looking around at the diversity of the brunchers reminded me that St. Martin's is a community with a compelling message, spanning across all demographic groups. We had new members in the 2030 age group with a good smattering of LGBTQ+ folk, new families with young children, older folk facing the challenges of aging and ageism, and couples and singles who are empty nesters. Nevertheless, given the world we must contend with, the regrettable fact is that church, as the focus for a spiritual journey made in the company of others, within a network of social relationships, is no longer a central foundation in many modern lives. This leaves an empty space once filled by Christian faith communities as the original template of serving communities. In the words of the great reformer and wartime Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, the church is the only society that exists for the benefit of those who are not its members. If I say we are in stewardship season, everyone will know what I mean. But this misses the point that stewardship is a whole year-round activity, a year-round exercise in the three T's, time, talent, and treasure, as the practice of gentle competence in the service of all things. There is a natural tendency to overvalue the treasure component of the three T's. In Small Hearts Enlarged by Gratitude on October the 8th, I outline how treasure is really about the way we express gratitude through living generously. In Time, Talent, and Not Just Treasure on October the 16th, I flesh out time and talent as the expressions of service. And you can find links to both of these on the website or in the text below. I think that if asked to pause and reflect more deeply, the thing many of us would say is that we miss the satisfaction of service inspired by gratitude. Gratitude produces generosity, and generosity is like living waters. It flows through us as service, irrigating a parched world. In a world of conspiracy theories and the constant barrage of contradictory social and political messaging, many feel the only safe option is to hide, ignore what's going on, keep our heads down and get on with our lives as best we can. This is where the Pauline author of 2 Timothy, for several weeks our Sunday epistle, could well have been writing to us in our day and age when he predicted the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away into myth. This sounds uncannily familiar, a prophecy come true in our own experience. So, what's to be done? After diagnosing the malady, the writer of 2 Timothy gives us the solution. He writes, "As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and carry out your ministry fully." Stewardship, tender competence in the service of the world, requires us to take heart, to take to heart the words in 2 Timothy, to carry out our ministry faithfully, so that the whole world will see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things that had grown old are being made new. Whether you're a recent arrival at St. Martin's or been here for some time, we strengthen and encourage one another to carry out our ministry to the fullest extent possible through lives of thankful and generous service, trusting that although the cost at times may be more than we thought we were signing on for, we have little choice but to keep serving.